From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said he's open to talks with North Korea at the appropriate time. He spoke Wednesday by phone with his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in. Both men underscored the importance of maintaining maximum pressure on Pyongyang over its nuclear missile programs. At a news conference, the president said he's upbeat about Tuesday's first high-level inter-Korean talks in more than 2 years.
A lot of good talks are going on right now, a lot of good energy. I see a lot of good energy. I like it very much, what I'm seeing. I just spoke this morning with the president, President Moon of South Korea. He had some really great meetings. His representatives had a great, great meeting. And I had some very good feedback from that. So hopefully a lot of good things are going to work out.
One media report suggested U.S. officials have been contemplating a military strike against North Korea. Ken Gause is with the Washington-based Center for Naval Analysis.
That would be also suggestive of the idea that if the U.S. can make North Korea believe that all options are on the table, including the military option, that it might make North Korea more willing to come to the table. I would argue, on the other hand, that North Korea is adamant about not giving up its nuclear program.
Yeah, Gause insists the U.S. must drop its precondition of denuclearization before talks with North Korea. In South Africa, the ruling African National Congress met but didn't discuss the future of President Jacob Zuma, who faces growing pressure over corruption allegations. Meanwhile, a committee of lawmakers, including opposition member John Steenhuisen, met to review plans for impeachment.
I think what you're seeing here is the Constitutional Court's admonition for Parliament to act with urgency in this matter is playing out, and I think that's why they've agreed to convene this committee now.
The court found Parliament failed to hold Mr. Zuma to account over the use of public funds for his private home. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday called on Russia and Iran to pressure Syria to halt its military activities in northwest Idlib province. Foreign Minister Mevlut Kavusoglu said Moscow and Tehran must fulfill their duties under a joint accord last year, in which all three announced a de-escalation zone in Idlib. Trinity University history professor David Lesh said Turkey has a long-standing interest in the province.
And the Turks are responsible for that area. They've traditionally supported many of the rebel groups that now have either relocated to Idlib or have been there since the beginning of the conflict. And furthermore, from Turkey's perspective, if the fighting intensifies in Idlib, there's going to be a new wave of refugees crossing over into Turkey.
The UN has already said some 100,000 have fled their homes. Britain, France, and Germany and Iran are reaffirming Thursday their support of the 2015 nuclear agreement. President Trump, who in October refused to certify Tehran was in compliance, is expected to decide Friday whether to continue waiving U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil exports. Meanwhile, the White House has expressed concern over reports Iran has imprisoned thousands and tortured and killed some following days of anti-government protests and have called for their immediate release. The UN Wednesday reaffirmed its commitment to help Libya organize elections by year's end. Jeffrey Feltman is the Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs.
The Secretary General is committed to supporting the people of Libya as they work toward a referendum on the Constitution, as they work toward elections, and as they work toward local and national reconciliation.
The UN hopes elections can stabilize the North African country swept by chaos following the 2011 ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Ethiopian lawmakers have approved a ban on foreign adoptions. The decision came after heated debate over the country's lack of child care centers. The death of an 11-year-old Ethiopian-born girl in the U.S. in 2011 sparked outrage in the country. The military in Myanmar, also known as Burma, acknowledged Wednesday its soldiers murdered 10 captured Rohingya Muslims during insurgent attacks in September. The military said local Buddhists forced the captured men to dig their graves first. The army launched a crackdown in Western Rakhine State that forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya to flee to Bangladesh. Japanese automakers Toyota and Mazda Wednesday announced plans to build a joint venture auto plant in Huntsville, Alabama. KIV is the state's governor.
These fine companies have pledged to invest $1.6 billion in Alabama and to bring 4,000 new jobs at an average salary of $50,000.
Production of Toyota Corollas and a Mazda SUV is expected to begin in 2021 and turning out 300,000 vehicles a year. Armed gunmen in Paris are said to have made off with more than $5 million worth of jewels from the Ritz Hotel. Three of the five thieves were caught early. None of the jewels, however, has been recovered. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.